Former Governor Tony Earl was a Democratic state legislator when Lucy was sworn in as governor in 1971. What followed, Earl says, was a record of accomplishment no governor can match.
I truly believe he was the most effective governor in Wisconsin in the last 100 years, and that includes the Robert M. La Follette years. Battle Bob, to take nothing away from him, could get people riled up, propose lots of things, but he had a lot of trouble getting things passed. Pat didn't stir the fire very much, but boy, he got a hell of a lot done.
Lucy created the University of Wisconsin system as it's known today, merging the UW-Madison with campuses around the state. He signed a same-day voter registration law, and he created Wisconsin's shared revenue system. Former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle says Lucy built relationships in politics to accomplish his agenda.
In many ways, he was Lyndon Johnson without all the rough edges. I mean, he was a politician in the best sense of the word.
Lucy and Doyle's father worked to organize Wisconsin's modern Democratic Party, and Lucy served in the legislature with Doyle's mother. Doyle says there was a tremendous loyalty to Lucy among Democrats because of what he did for the party, but Lucy never let it go to his head.
Pat Lucy was a great governor. He was a great political leader. But the thing about Pat Lucy was he was an even a better man.
Lucy died Saturday night at the Milwaukee Catholic home after a brief illness. He was 96 years old. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.